Hello and a very warm welcome to another episode of Gratitude Talks. And on this episode, I am joined by the lovely Jasmine. She is a PT and online coach. Join us on this conversation as we talk about the stereotype about women that go to gym and lift heavy weights and how they can become bulky and manly. And we also talk about Jasmine's own mental health journey and the link with mental health and fitness, whilst also discussing her motivation behind going to the gym and some tips and tricks for any newbies who might be nervous going to the gym. But before I do get into this episode, could I please ask you to leave me a review and rating on Apple Podcasts? Right, without further ado, let's just get straight into this episode.
Hello, Jasmine. Welcome to Gratitude Talks. It is an absolute pleasure to have you on here today. How are you?
Hi, Jesse. I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to do this. How are you?
No problem. I'm good, thanks. I've actually been looking forward to this one in particular, and because I feel like it's such a conversation that has to be had. It's such an important one.
It is, and it's a very controversial subject to talk about as well. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to dive into to the questions. And
well, let's start off with you actually introducing yourself so everyone can get to know you a little more.
Sure. So I'm Jasmine. I am 28 years old and I am Punjabi. I have been PTing now, so personal training, for 2 to 3 years, but really focused on it in the past year or so. With that being said, I'm actually still working full time as well in project management. So working two jobs and mm-hmm. currently living in the north of England, living in Yorkshire. So
nice. You mentioned fitness is such an integral part of your own life. And you do such an amazing job actually balancing your project management job and actually working as a PT as well alongside of it. What initially got you into fitness in the first place? And essentially, what was your motivation behind, and what is your motivation behind keeping fit and healthy?
So I started weight training at the age of 19. So the reason I started weight training is because I needed some sort of escape because I was suffering from a lot of mental health issues, a lot of ways to express how I was feeling or even relieve some of the issues that were going on in my head. And unfortunately, I couldn't find an outlet until I did start weight training at 19. Mm-hmm. And since the age of 19, I've never looked back. It's really helped manage those mental health issues. And in terms of the motivation side, I wouldn't say I'm motivated. I'm more disciplined. Mm-hmm. And this discipline has created a habit, and the habit is obviously training. Mm-hmm. So it's just become a huge aspect of my life.
Yeah, of course. And I think the key thing you said there was discipline. Discipline is an absolute key. You're always working extremely hard. I mean, that's from what I see anyways from you, whether that's creating customized plans for your online clients or even PTing them in the gym, and also finding time to work out yourself alongside balancing your day-to-day job. How do you fit it all in?
Do you know what? Preparation is a must. It's absolute key in order to get things done. So every single day I write a to-do list. I get up at 5:30 in the morning and I write my to-do list for the day. And on a Sunday evening, I also plan out what majority of my week is going to be like. Mm-hmm. So the only way to not create chaos in your life is to be prepared always.
Yes, you are so right with that. Honestly, I think to-do lists are an absolute lifesaver for sure.
Nothing like ticking off something on your to-do list, and it just feels so good to be like, you know what, I've achieved that today. I feel good about myself.
that feeling is unbeatable. You know, it's crazy. You actually mentioned at the beginning, you said you went into fitness as part of like your own mental health journey as well. Would you say there is a link between fitness and mental health as such? Let's discuss that a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely think there is a huge link between it. I think as well that exercise in general is so underrated as a form of medicine for helping mental health.
Yes.
I preach this all the time, which is, you know, after you've trained, majority of people feel good. Like they feel like they've achieved something and they just generally feel better in themselves. And that releases a hormone called endorphins, which is the happy hormone. And so many people, I feel like, don't realize how much fitness can benefit them mentally, just in terms of like relieving stress, managing anxiety and even depression. Mm-hmm. And I think people are so quickly to jump the gun and go to the doctors when they're having a problem, rather than, you know, sometimes it doesn't mean go in and I'm banging out a weight training session in the gym. It could just be taking a 15-20 minute walk into nature.
Yeah.
And it can help mentally so much. And I know it's helped a lot of people during lockdown as well. Yeah. When everyone was going on these huge nature walks and it was just helping them mentally. So I feel like people need to kind of maybe look into doing some sort of exercise to help manage mental health before jumping the gun and going to the doctors and looking for medication in that way.
Mm-hmm. I think fitness definitely provides, whether, like you said, it doesn't have to necessarily be you going to a gym doing a heavy weight session or whatever, not, it could simply be in the form of a walk, and that allows a lot of mental clarity for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, how has going to the gym and eating right helped you in your own life?
So in my life, I have suffered from anxiety and depression, which also resulted in a lot of self-loathing, meaning I was binge eating and I was a heavy drinker as well.
Yeah.
So all in all, I wasn't in the best mental space and I wasn't happy with my own body. Now, to anyone else, they would think that I am an average girl that looks healthy. But what people don't realize is that, yeah, you might look fine in the physical form, but mentally I was in a whole different place. I was extremely unhappy. I lacked a lot of self-esteem and confidence. And fitness has genuinely saved me. It's helped me develop different characteristics, such as, like I said, with discipline, consistency. A new one is patience. I didn't know what patience was until I was waiting to, you know, get some nice rounded shoulders and a nice bum until I started training. It's also helped me, I guess, rely on myself as well. So when I was growing up, because I suffered from anxiety and depression, I kind of relied on other people to do things for me. And as I've gotten older and started training, I've realized that in order to change me, I have to rely on myself to make my life better. As an example, which is like, I was competing as a bikini bodybuilder a couple of years ago, and I placed third and got invited to the British finals.
Oh, well done.
Thanks. I wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't rely on myself and have belief that I could do it on my own. So it's helped me massively in the mental health aspect as well, because I don't suffer from depression anymore. Mm-hmm. Very rarely suffer from anxiety, but that also links back to preparation. Yes. I think if you are fully prepared, like you said, in your day, and you're not overthinking too many things, and you can just crack on with getting things done, you shouldn't feel so anxious. So it's definitely helped that. And I think that's really about it. And it's just allowed me to be disciplined in other parts of my life, like with eating right.
Mm-hmm.
with working two jobs does take a lot of discipline, and also just sometimes being able to say no to things.
Yes.
Boundaries,
isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, if it's not helping you and your goals, it's okay to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in that way, it's massively helped me in all aspects of my life.
100%. And firstly, I want to thank you for actually being so vulnerable and talking about your own experiences, because it's beautiful to hear how much fitness has actually helped you overcome a lot that has gone on in your life in terms of the mental health aspect, as well as your own personal development. It's amazing to hear. And, you know, especially in the South Asian community, let's talk about that a little bit more. There is this stereotype of like mental health for sure. How does it feel being a Punjabi girl within the fitness industry?
So, do you know what? When I first got into fitness, everyone was like, oh, you know, you go, Jasmine, you're going to do really well. And when I then told them I was going into bikini bodybuilding, the first thing that popped into their head was, this girl's going to be half naked on stage with people watching her.
I can just imagine the backlash.
Can you imagine all the aunties that were giving my parents grief?
God, no. Oh.
So they were saying things to my parents such as, Jasmine's never going to get married being a half naked on stage, you know. What's our family going to think? What are other people going to think? You know, the kind of mentality is, you know, not with all Punjabis, but with a lot of them, it is very much, what will everyone else think?
Yeah. 110%.
But I'm quite lucky in the sense that my parents were like, you know what, this is what makes Jasmine happy, so we're going to support her. And when I then placed third and got invited to the British finals, things changed and everything was like, oh my God, Jasmine, congratulations.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing so well. And I think when they start to see that success, their perception changes.
Yeah, you're so right.
And obviously, I don't compete in bodybuilding anymore. I'm a powerlifter now. But you're always going to get some people that just don't understand, because it's not their norm, and it's not the norm in the South Asian and Punjabi community.
Yeah.
And when people don't understand why you do something, they can become quite offended by that and attack you in a way that makes them feel better. And it might not even just be within the South Asian community or Punjabi community. It can just be anybody that doesn't understand.
You're right.
And so, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm here to break the mold, but I'm definitely here to show that you should follow your passion and your dreams no matter what.
No matter what anyone says.
Yeah, and the people that genuinely care and love you will always support you.
Oh, that is so true. I feel like you're breaking boundaries. By you doing that and sticking to your passion and what you wanted to do, was you breaking the stereotype. And you don't see that often, and it's good to see when it happens, because like you said, afterwards they were all like congratulating you and all sorts, and they wanted a piece of the pie almost. So it goes to show, sometimes you have to break these boundaries and these stereotypes. You know, talking about stereotypes, there's this massive stereotype within the fitness community that when women go to the gym and when they lift heavy weights, they are going to become bulky and manly. What is your view on that?
There is no chance are you gonna become manly or bulky unless you are taking some sort of enhancement drug. Like, there is no chance of it happening. I have been training for 5-6 years and I eat 2,000 plus calories a day, and I am nowhere near where I want to be yet. And there's no chance that the average girl who's training is ever going to get manly. It's just not scientifically it just wouldn't happen.
It's not possible.
It's just not. No. And women in anyway do not produce enough testosterone like men do to develop such muscle mass.
Yes.
So for the ladies, if you listen to this, it won't happen. Just go into the gym and lift heavy weights, please.
Thank you for breaking that stereotype. Guys, you've heard it here first. Jasmine has cleared and clarified the fact that you will not become bulky and manly by picking some weight. So get your ass to the gym. So this is my own personal experience now. I remember just feeling like super nervous walking into the gym, mainly because I felt I wasn't confident. You know, there's all this equipment around you. You don't know what to do. I didn't know how to use it. I didn't even know how to use a squat rack, you know, and I was scared that I was going to become an embarrassment, or I was going to drop a weight on my foot, or something was going to go wrong. I always had something pulling me back. And then not to add on to the fact that I always felt I had eyes on me, and not in a sexist way, but especially men. I felt like men would just stare at me. But I fall slowly. The more I went, and I actually had a PT session, a few PT sessions initially to kind of ease me into how to use equipment and stuff, I started feeling more confident in going. But for anyone listening right now who might be wanting to go to the gym for the first time or might not be confident enough, what advice can you offer them?
So firstly, I just want to say, we are all going to make mistakes in the gym, regardless of whether you're a beginner or you're a fitness professional. For example, let me give you an embarrassing story. So I was training first thing in the morning and was still half asleep. I didn't see a barbell on the floor in the weight section. I tripped over it and I went flying across the weight section with a group of guys just watching me. I laid there on the floor thinking, did this really just happen? but people are nice enough. They come over, they ask if you're okay. You get up and you just carry on.
Were you okay?
I was fine. Yeah, nothing, no injuries.
Okay, good.
So that's the one thing I want to clear up is no matter how long you've been in the gym for, everyone makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. So, and in terms of a beginner, obviously the first step is to, of course, join a gym. And I would then recommend getting an induction. So get a fitness instructor or a personal trainer to show you around the gym. Mm-hmm. Be aware of your surroundings so you're not going in one day and you're wondering where things are. Actually go and have a feel for what the gym's like, the vibe, the atmosphere. See if it's something that's for you. Mm-hmm. And then also have a goal in mind. So what is it that you want to improve with your body, whether it's muscle mass, you know, endurance, stamina, whatever it may be. Get it in line with your vision of how you want to look and feel, and then progress into going into the gym and finding a personal trainer or a fitness instructor. If you don't have the money to have a PT, then just do your research online. I can't stress how much information there is out there, especially on like YouTube. You've got so many half decent websites that will pretty much give you all the information you need.
Yeah, and step to steps on how to do like workouts and stuff, isn't it? It's all available online.
Yeah, exactly. And then I would just suggest once you get yourself into the gym and you're training, take one day at a time. Don't worry if you have a crappy training session one day and it's left you feeling a bit, you know, rubbish about yourself. It's fine. Shake it off. Tomorrow's a new day. Go in there and you will have a better session. You just got to have that in your mind. And it's consistency as well. And take one day at a time, be consistent, and the confidence will build. And I think when that confidence builds, you start to forget and not care so much about other people looking at you.
Yeah.
I mean, even up until this day now, I train at three different gyms each week. I constantly get both men and women staring at me. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't bother me anymore. just, I mean, for all the women out there, just take it as a compliment. It's the best way. Yeah, I say it to my clients as well, just take it as a compliment and just keep smashing your workout.
I love that. Thank you for this great advice. It's honestly been amazing having you on today. Before you do leave today, I thought it would be a great idea to do a rapid fire round, as cliche as that sounds.
I'm excited. Let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to go through a few exercises. Tell me which ones you prefer, okay?
Cool.
Let's go. Walking lunges or reverse lunges?
Walking lunges.
Okay. Goblet squats or Bulgarian split squats?
Bulgarian split squats, but I'm going with that because it's a good booty builder.
Yes, it is. Dumbbells or barbells?
Oh, barbells, 100%.
What is your favourite cardio machine?
probably the treadmill.
Favourite cardio to do?
my favourite cardio to do?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Probably outdoor walking.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Yeah.
I definitely see it because I see it plastered all over your Instagram all the time. You love the outdoors.
Yeah. I always go for my daily walks. So yeah, has to be that.
Okay. Next question. A burger or pasta?
Burger. 100%.
You got to have those cheat days. It's all about balance, isn't it?
Oh my God. Food is life, man. Love
100%.
It.
Finally, what is something that you are grateful for today?
So the one thing I tell myself every day when I wake up is that I am grateful that I have the opportunity to wake up every day knowing that I have the chance to be better than I was yesterday.
Amazing. And
with that, I'm very grateful to have my clients and do exactly what I love.
Oh, thank you so much, Jasmine, for coming on today. It's, again, been an absolute pleasure speaking to you today.
I've enjoyed it, and I hope everyone's enjoyed listening.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. I hope you really enjoyed it. I'm sending lots of love and positivity your way. Stay tuned for another episode of Gratitude Talks.